It's a chilly, dreary autumn day in Fort Wayne, Indiana. But inside the Three Rivers Cafe and Co-op, it's warm and bright, and customers are lining up for a tasty meal.
Hi, can I help you?
Growing numbers of Americans are enjoying bison because it's considered more healthful than other meats. It's 40% higher in protein than beef, has more iron and potassium than pork, and is 97% fat-free. It's being used in everything from sausages to spaghetti sauce, as well as burgers, steaks, and stew. In fact, it's so popular that Adeline Parker, the meat buyer for the co-op, says there's a problem.
In a week, we sell close to 20 packages, which is actually a pretty high number for a place like this. It's definitely increasing enough that we need to continue to order it, that our supplier is actually out of stock of it right now until late November because the demand is getting so high for it.
That means the co-op only has 5 packages left. And Three Rivers isn't the only retailer facing a shortage. All across the country, groceries and restaurants are running out of bison. That's a great problem to have, says Delvana Felbar, who manages Wildwinds Buffalo Preserve in Fremont, Indiana.
This was kind of a surprise for all of us. No one really figured we would be out of meat. We tried to predict how much meat we would need for the year, but unfortunately, we're out a lot faster than what we thought we would be.
According to John Trippi, a retired physician who owns the preserve, the bison industry owes much of its success to the National Bison Association. The ranchers' group launched an effective advertising campaign in 2001 promoting the meat.
They started doing research on nutritional values, etc., and taste, and then they got chefs involved. And that awareness is what really kicked off the public's interest in, oh my gosh, we have an alternative to beef or to pork or to chicken. So in New York City, they were calling it the, quote, sweet meat because it has a sweet taste to it. And it's almost addictive, honestly, after you start eating it.
Bison is about twice as expensive as other meats. Still, top producers say they could easily increase sales by 30% if they had the meat to sell. To better illustrate this supply problem, Trippi drives this reporter across the ranch to see his bison.
Look, jumping like little goats.
These animals were incorrectly called buffalo by early European settlers who thought they were water buffalo.
I'm seeing about 50 or 60 animals just frantically running from one side of the field to the other, jumping, skipping, hopping stiff-legged, and they are just excited to be rejoining another group of animals. There's a little calf in front of us now, you know, drinking, getting milk from its mom.
This little family scene is part of the reason supply for bison is lagging behind demand. While the gestation period for bison is the same as for cattle, it takes bison a full year longer to have offspring, and it takes those calves a full year longer than young cattle to gain enough weight to be ready for market. In addition, many ranchers are finding it more profitable to hold on to heifers for breeding rather than slaughter. The other issue is there simply aren't enough bison ranches to compete head-to-head with cattle as an alternative source of meat.
Today, we have about 500,000 bison in the country. We slaughter 250,000 cattle every day. So it's a little minute part of the market.
The challenge now is keeping up with the demand so they can hold on to their small but growing share of the market. The National Bison Association has launched a new campaign encouraging ranchers to increase their bison herds. To promote cattlemen to switch to bison, association members meet with them and point out that the animals are cheaper to feed and require almost no maintenance. If the recruitment effort is as successful as the marketing campaign was, most ranchers believe America's bison supply will be back on track by 2014. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fremont, Indiana.